Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Patty Boyle. Patty Boyle is the author of a new book, Thrive with Purpose, Actionable Strategies, Proven Tools, and Free Resources for Career Transformation. And you can find out more about Patty Boyle and her wonderful work at her website, purepotentialconsulting.com. Welcome, Patty Boyle.
Thank you, Catherine. It's a real honor to be here, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk on the topic of how health is affected when people are unhappily underemployed or even unemployed.
So one of the things that we know is that the top three sources of stress for all of us are money, health, and relationships. And so Patty Boyle is here to talk to us about career transformation and how we can manage our careers better to lower our stress. So, Patty Boyle, why did you write your book, Thrive with Purpose?
Well, I wrote the book. It is my second book, and it's also an Amazon bestseller. I'm very grateful. I wrote it because I work every day with so many people who are unhappily employed, looking in companies, should I stay or should I go? They're in toxic work environments, or worse yet, they are unemployed. And what we know from Gallup research is that only about a third of people are actually thriving in their careers. And we work 90,000 hours on average, or one third of our lives. And as you mentioned, it's one of our top stresses. So when somebody, our work life affects all three that you talk about, our health, our relationships, and that's why I wrote the book. When people lose their purpose, it's not uncommon for them to lose their relationships, their health, obviously their finances.
So Patty Boyle, how does being unhappily employed affect a person's physical health and mental emotional well-being?
Well, research constantly shows, and it doesn't take research if you know anybody who is unhappy, maybe in your home or unemployed, that it disrupts sleep patterns, it keeps stress hormones elevated, it contributes to fatigue, headache, digestive issues, emotional health, and it really weakens the immune system. So my clients often will just be flat out one illness after another.
So when a person loses their job, which again is a really stressful event, how does that affect their mental, emotional, and physical health?
Well, the first thing it does is uncertainty always creates anxiety because we want to know we're having control. And so all of a sudden, whether they even make the decision to leave a job, because sometimes it's been so stressful, sometimes they're burnt out, they'll have anxiety. And there is the emotional roller coaster on grief and dying by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. You'll see all that. They have anxiety, sadness, loss of identity. And then there's a shame about it because most people have never been without work. They're hard workers and they feel a sense of shame. So there's a higher risk of depression, anxiety, and mental health is shown to actually improve when they get reemployed again.
Yes. Now, which is something that you do as a career coach. Now, how does job insecurity or a toxic workplace contribute to chronic stress?
Well, one of the things about a toxic workplace or job insecurity is that people get insecure and they're asking why. And then with all the negative headlines and what we're seeing in a disrupted marketplace because of emerging technologies, they're asking what if. And they're seeing some of their friends leave companies, and that ongoing uncertainty drains their motivation, increases their irritability, and actually leads to burnout.
Now, how does the loss of daily structure, when somebody loses their job and they lose their schedule, they lose their routine, how does that affect them mentally and physically?
Well, we are on a rhythm, and people don't realize this until after they leave a job. The rhythm is that a job, particularly in days when we had to go to an office, we wake up at a certain time. We have goals. We're accountable to other people. We lose our social contact. And again, I talk about the number of hours we work. I mean, a third of our life or more for some people is at work. And so when we lose our momentum, that rhythm disappears. And in that, we go from a busy schedule to absolutely doing nothing. And oftentimes people will downward spiral. So their whole rhythm and structure is disrupted.
So one of the things that we know, and as I see this all the time, and as a medical intuitive healer, there's something called your body clock. And
Right.
every 3 hours, if you study Chinese medicine, your body shifts from one acupuncture meridian to another. So when we lose our schedule, when we lose our natural rhythm, that can affect literally every organ and every acupuncture meridian in our body. Now, Patty Boyle, your book is called Thrive with Purpose. How do you help people connect to their purpose?
Well, purpose is not fluffy, it's stabilizing. And how can people reconnect to their purpose? Well, first, they need to know themselves. This is actually when they are unhappy or they are unemployed, they actually need to be looking at, like, where can I be of service? How can I grow? Where can I contribute? And maybe even turn to their spiritual values, to have better resilience and hope. Even small purposeful actions can get them moving again. Purpose doesn't erase the pain, but it does give people a compass or a sense of direction.
So, my understanding is that there's three ways to be happy in life. And the three ways to be happy in life include, number one, physical pleasure. So, this is moving your body, eating, sex, joyful exercise, joyful movement. And number two, soul satisfaction. So, what is soul satisfying to somebody? Maybe watching NFL football on a Sunday afternoon with their buddies, and somebody else it might be walking in the woods. And the third way to be happy in life is with life meaning. So when you connect to the meaning of your life, you're connecting to this deep purpose that Patty Boyle is talking about. So Patty Boyle, again, how do you help people go about connecting to the purpose of their life?
Well, one, to help them really get a vision of what would be meaningful work in their life, to know themselves, to know what the world needs. And it goes back to the financial piece, which is a huge stress, to know who can pay them. And so just taking some time to reflect on that and looking at where is the intersection of what I do well, what I love doing, what the world needs, and what I can get paid for. I see that as the intersection of it all coming together, that they can bring, have fulfillment, they can have meaning, they can have what you said, joy.
So, Patty Boyle, I would venture to say that you and I are happy because we both have life meaning. I love what I do as a medical intuitive healer, and I venture to say that in your over 30 years helping people find their purpose, that you're also happy. Can you give our audience examples? What is life purpose if you could define it for someone so that they might be able to find it in their own life?
Well, life purpose is something that is individual and unique to all of us. It's having good, it starts with having good physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And Gallup studies show that only a third of people in the workforce are actually thriving in their state of the workforce, global study every year, and that's globally. And what I find is that when people are doing, you said it very well, doing what they love, loving what they do, and being of service to the world.
Okay, doing what they love, loving what they do, and being of service to the world, right? And
Right.
being able to see that meaning. Now, how can reconnecting with our purpose, with the individual purpose that we have, support our own physical, mental, emotional healing?
Well, when we can reconnect, and you're an example of that, you're someone doing what you love. When we can reconnect, when we are getting out, when we are growing, when we are connected again, when we don't, we can't minimize the fact that how our work lives, we connect to other people. These are our work families. But as we learn and grow and connect, and we become physically, emotionally, more in tune with who we're meant to be.
So, Patty Boyle, your book, Thrive with Purpose, has a subtitle, Actionable Strategies, Proven Tools, and Free Resources for Career Transformation. Now, I know that on your website, you offer a tremendous amount of tools that people can link to. And can you explain for our audience, if they go to your website, purepotentialconsulting.com, what free resources can people find there to connect to their purpose and help them navigate these career changes?
Thank you for that question because I've put in an enormous amount of time. My book, and I have subsequent companion devotionals that relate to it. I have a Faith at Work companion devotional. I wrote the book specific for all stages of life. So I have one for executives and C-suite leaders. I have one for professionals that is more on future-proofing their careers. And then I have one for college students. So there's free workbooks that they can download. There's actually a QR code that ties to my website. Second of all, I have a number of resources assessments where they can look at who they are, what are their interests. They can look at their values. And I have a life change exercise on there where they can look at all of the stresses in their life and they can take that assessment. So there are free assessments on there. I also have a book list of my favorite books that tie to everything from navigating change to self-assessment to becoming entrepreneurs to finding new jobs. I have some of the best literature out there on finding meaning and purpose in their careers.
That's fantastic. Now, what's interesting, as a medical intuitive healer, people frequently ask me to help them understand what their purpose is. And I love that you said, in order to find your purpose, you have to know who you are. And
Exactly.
ironically, when I'm helping people discover their purpose, believe it or not, I actually start with their body type. And this is very interesting. Because I use a system of body typing and there's 25 different body types. And what's interesting is that each person has dominant drives. In other words, things that drive you that you need to fulfill and satisfy in your life in order to be happy. And there's four dominant drives, and the dominant drives are mental. So people who are mentally driven, they need constant learning, constant mental stimulation, physical. These are people who need a lot of physical movement. And if you take somebody who's very physically driven and make them sit behind a desk for 8 hours a day, they're going to be miserable.
Right.
People who are emotionally driven, so they need to have emotional connection in their work, and even emotional connection when they exercise. And then there's people who are spiritually driven. who need to have a deep spiritual meaning in absolutely everything they do. And every human has two dominant drives. And then once you've fulfilled your two dominant drives, then you can integrate the other aspects of yourself, right? Because we all have all four drives. When someone is coming to you, Patty Boyle, to help them connect to their purpose, where do you start? Because that's where I start, and then I use a number of other tools, including my medical intuition. But where do you start in helping people identify their own individual purpose?
Well, the ongoing thing that I start with is their mindset to navigate the change. But then immediately I go to an assessment that I do very similar to yours. I have the free resources. This one is not so free. I've been doing it for over 30 years. It's called the Berkman Assessment. And it evaluates all of what you're evaluating. It looks at their interests, it looks at their strengths. But more importantly, it looks at their needs, and you nailed it. I mean, we all have different needs. Some of us have emotional needs, some of us have physical needs, some of us are more energetic, some of us need more emotional support, some of us are very spiritual. And the Berkman will break that down. And so that's where I start. And from that, it gives me the opportunity to really see what's lighting them up, what's dimming them. Because we're all so unique. We're all like, there's not one. I probably have done 30, 40,000 Berkmans over the last 30 years, and there's not one person that is the same. We all have different life stories. We all have different interests. We all have, but more importantly, we all have different needs. And so that's where I start.
I love that. And you light up as you're talking about this. And I can see that that helping people connect to their purpose is something that gives you purpose and brings you joy. I can see that.
And that is the thing. I feel very fortunate that I found my calling or purpose very early because of traumatic events in my life that we won't go into. But I from that, from assessing where their purpose is, I then take it straight into within 90 minutes, I can get them into having a vision to move forward.
That's fantastic. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And our guest today is Patty Boyle, the author of Thrive with Purpose. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise, elevate your earning potential, Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Patty Boyle, we're talking about your wonderful new book, Thrive with Purpose. And I want to point out to our audience, if you're searching for your purpose, so many people think your purpose is your job. And I want to just say that from my perspective as a medical intuitive healer with 32 years experience, the purpose is more best understood as who you are. It's something that like a through line throughout your life, and that you'll find yourself in a state of joy doing it wherever you are at every stage of your life. Patty Boyle, what's your perspective?
Exactly. I mean, I start off the Know Thyself, which is one of the chapters, the fourth chapter in my book. And it's probably the most important. There's a second one now in that we are moving into a disruptive workplace. And so we do need to learn and grow and retrain and reskill. But I start off with the Dr. Seuss. You are not your job title. You are youer than you, as Dr. Seuss would say. And when people lose jobs, and I've worked with so many over the years, they come immediately and they think they're their job title. And when I talk about the mindset and navigating change, the first thing I have to get them to start thinking about is you are not your job title. And you might not be happy in this job title, or you might have lost this job, but you have not lost who you are.
A brilliant insight. Now, Patty Boyle, how does purpose connect to contribution? Because earlier in this show, I talked about the three ways to be happy, the third way being life meaning. And so how does connecting to how we contribute to the world, to society, to our family, how does that help us understand our purpose?
Well, I have a friend who always says it's hard to be depressed when you're helping somebody else. And the more we feel like, I get this with you, the more we feel like we're contributing, and you do this every day, you are really making an impact in all of your patients' lives. And I've been so fortunate to be on purpose all these years is that I found something where I can work with people and really make an impact. So when we are making an impact and we are of service and we are uplifting other people, we can't help but be more joyful, happy, peaceful ourselves.
Now, Patty Boyle, as you know, one of the big things that's disrupting everyone's career is artificial intelligence. How can AI tools or can AI tools help people find their purpose?
Well, they can't help maybe find their purpose, because there's nothing that can help you find your purpose other than deep reflection, introspection, you really taking some time to think of who am I? What makes me unique? What makes me different? Like, let's say I try to get people off job titles, but let's just throw out I'm a CFO. Well, what makes me different? What makes me unique? What makes me, what fulfills me? And I've worked with a lot of CFOs. They're all different. They all have different life stories, different ways they can impact people. So I just think that it's really important that people really are paying attention and go deep down. But AI, back to that question, I'm sorry I diverted. AI can help them to write their stories. So once that they do figure out, go back to who am I? They have a vision and direction. Vision and direction is very important. It's a compass. When they have a vision and direction, and then because finance is such a stressor, they can use AI to help them write their story, to write to who they want to be working for, to write their resumes, to write their bios. But you can't start with that. You can't start with AI. Now, AI is like people are really in fear now. They think AI is going to take their jobs. But not learning AI, it is going to be a hindrance. This is a call, just like when computers in the late 80s, early 90s, we had to learn computers. Now people are going to have to learn AI.
Yeah, I have a funny story about artificial intelligence because about a year ago, I got a new client and he is a watchmaker from Switzerland. So his job is he makes these very unique luxury watches. And the reason he became my client, he had some weird illness and he put into AI, you know, what will help me get over it? And it said, I kid you not, have a medical intuitive reading from Catherine Kerrigan.
Wow.
And so, and he had the reading for me. I absolutely nailed what was going on in one session and it solved his problem. But it was really funny that we think that AI is going to do away with that human connection and it can actually enhance it.
Well, it is. And that's where I fell into my calling 30 years ago was actually retraining. I was director of the center, the associate director of the Center for Applied Technology at the University of Houston. And people were in the fear they are today because they thought the computer was going to take their job. And I'm not going to lie about it. Yes, the computer did take some jobs, like secretaries who sat with their bosses and took shorthand, yet they're all employed and the computer is an aid. And so I think we should look at AI as an aid. And that's a wonderful story. So maybe it can help with purpose if it gives them that kind of direction to find the right person.
Yes. Now, Patty Boyle, part of what you do is assist people when they're going through various stages of career transition, whether it's finding a job or transitioning in their career or after people have lost a job. What natural healing practices do you recommend to people who are going through career transitions?
Well, it's what you talk about. Our bodies have a rhythm. And that rhythm is very disrupted when we're not sleeping at night because we're so unhappy, worried about, I've got to wake up. It's Monday, Wednesday's hump day, Friday. And so we're working in jobs like that, or we've lost our jobs. So some of the things that I recommend is rhythmic structure. And you mentioned it at the beginning, that they start doing things like moving their body. And the more in tune they are and know, like your assessment of what their body type is, or my assessment where I know what their needs are, I can more or less, if they need a lot of activity, they've got to get into activity. If they need more reflection, they need more reflection. So some of the things I work with them on is exercise, eating healthy, minimizing drinking too much, taking drugs, because it's easy when we're unhappy to numb ourselves, avoiding that, breath work, meditation, prayer, reading scripture materials, journaling. So two of the spiritual practices that I think are gratitude and forgiveness. And a lot of people that I work with, we actually have to start with that forgiveness because they're blaming people in the company for why they're unhappy, or they've lost a job and they're really angry about it. And so they blame the company. Affirmations is another one. So these are just some of the simple tools that I use based on what kind of stress they're going through.
Patty Boyle, I really appreciate everything that you just said. And I want to affirm what you said about forgiveness. And when I start with every new client, I always start with a forgiveness mantra. And that is because lack of forgiveness actually blocks your healing. I'll say that again. Lack of forgiveness blocks your healing. And so I start, it's almost like, and I tell everybody, I'm going to read this forgiveness mantra, and then we'll say it together to clear the energy so that you can receive healing, so that you can move forward. And as long as it were blaming other people or blaming our circumstances or blaming the old company, then we're not taking full responsibility. You're staying out of your personal power. And in order to make successful change, you've got to get into your personal power. Now, Patty Boyle, as you said, only about a third of people are happy in their jobs. What early warning signs may people be experiencing that may be indicating that they're ready for a career transition, that maybe they're burnout or that they're over their current job situation?
Okay, and I want to correct something. I said a third of people are thriving in the careers. so that means that a number of them are on the, you know, I use in my book the Maslow hierarchy, only I adapt it to employee engagement. You know, so there's people like about 15%, the Gallup studies show, are actually like struggling to the point that they could be suicidal or a harm to they limit the productivity in their companies. So as we go up, you know, there are some people that are doing a little better, but only a third of them are actually like in their purpose, joy, peace every day. So back to your question, I think we all have to listen to our bodies. And the more we can slow down, listen to our bodies are natural signals that scream what's going on. So I always say if people are not sleeping at night, they have poor sleep. They also know because they're probably fatigued or they're experiencing headache and stomach problems. They have that fight, flight, or flee. They're irritable, they're lashing out, they're doing things again, which is not uncommon when we're unhappy, that I find a lot of people that I work with, I have to really talk to them because they're numbing themselves, just feeling emotionally flat.
Great information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message, one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're talking to Patty Boyle, whose book is an Amazon number one bestseller, Thrive with Purpose, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Patty Boyle, you have over 30 years of experience empowering people to find meaningful work that connects to their life purpose. when we find meaningful work, how does that actually improve our physical, mental, emotional health?
Well, studies show this all the time, that when people are reemployed, their emotional health actually improves. One, because I think they get out around people again, they're setting goals, they're in action. But meaningful work actually produces motivation. And the more we're doing meaningful work that is in alignment with our purpose, and is fulfilling, we'll be more motivated, more confident, we'll connect. Meaning doesn't make life purpose, but it makes it more engaging.
Now, earlier in this interview, we talked about the different natural methods that you recommend for people who are struggling in their work. And as the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I interview leading experts from all over the world, like yourself, Patty Boyle, and who are experts in healing literally everything. And I remember interviewing this lady who was head of an organization that helps people get off benzodiazepines, which are very, very heavy medications. And one of the things I asked her, I was like, okay, well, how do you go about doing this? And of course, you can listen to the recording of that. But one of the things she said was, well, I did the natural, and I'm summarizing here, I did the natural healing things that I should have been doing anyway. In other words, like when we get stressed, some of us, our first impulse is to take a drug and then think, well, we're going through a career stress or we're having a difficulty in our life, rather than going, you know, I realize that I'm under more stress in my life right now for whatever reason. And maybe I need to increase my self-care. Maybe I need to have more exercise. Maybe I need to have more rest. Maybe I need to eat better. Maybe I need to nurture my spiritual self through meditation and prayer. So how can simple daily habits help people regain the energy in order to make a change? Because one of the things we know is if you're exhausted, it's hard to make any change.
So I'm going to share a personal experience. About 10 years ago, I had two major losses in my life and happened to be doing a contract job in Chicago and actually worked with a loss and grief expert, Dr. Jack Miller. And what he insisted that we do, one, to participate and to work with him, you had to do it medically safe. You had to give up all medicine. And it's not uncommon when people are in stress, they put them on a lot of antidepressants. You couldn't drink while you were working with him. But the most important thing that he taught me that has been a practice is the rhythmic structure. And it was pretty simple. I mean, you can't walk around the block. You can't do a marathon without walking around the block. So for the last 10 years, and this has totally shifted, it got me through my losses. This rhythmic structure was twofold. You did 30 minutes of meditation, prayer, spiritual reading, and you did 30 minutes of movement. And it was on your biological clock. If you're a morning person like I am, you do it in the morning. So I start my day. Today, I don't do 30 minutes. I do a morning ritual of meditation and prayer. That's about an hour and a half. I also do at noon, take off if I can and go exercise. But we can add to that. The rhythmic structure, if you do that rhythmic structure on your biological clock, either in the morning, it will improve all areas of your life. But for those unemployed, I recommend that they have a wake time just like they get their structure back. They take a shower. They make a connection a day. They take and set goals. They have a career step. They don't work alone. And they get in a routine and wind down at night.
That's brilliant information. And I love that you shared that working with this expert, he said, no drugs, no alcohol, and then get into a structure of nurturing your physical self and nurturing your spiritual self. I think that's quite profound.
Yeah, you don't have to, you just have to fix your life one day at a time, because that's all we have.
Yeah, just yesterday I spoke with a client, a young lady in her 30s, and she was on two different psychiatric medication. And we all have reasons for things. And she's like, okay, here's my reasons for taking these two psychiatric medications. And I said, you're not bad or stupid or wrong, but there are better ways of accomplishing these things, right?
Right.
And in her case, the medications were actually causing some health issues for her. And I'm a medical intuitive healer, and I was telling her the exact same thing that her medical doctor was saying, that one of the drugs she was taking was actually damaging her body. So when we go to these core essentials of the rhythm of our life, putting in the big rocks of, as you say, of daily movement, daily nurturing our soul, right? And
Right.
weaning off these things that we lean on, alcohol and drugs, to get us through, then you can go deeper into yourself and find the true meaning of who you are and why you're here on the planet. Now,
Well, if we numb ourselves, we actually block being able to do that.
Patty Boyle, as you know, when people get laid off, especially if it's sudden and unexpected, they can feel hopeless and overwhelmed. In your professional experience, and as the author of Thriving It with Purpose, what is the first healing step that you recommend?
Well, they really need to, I mean, they have to be truthful with themselves and name what they're feeling. And it's not uncommon. I mean, I have handled, unfortunately, days when up to 15,000 people are laid off in a company. And you see everything. I mean, you see first they're in that emotional roller coaster. But they need to name what is true. They need to name, and it's they are going to be scared. They are going to feel uncertain, but they really have to look at it, not going to the worst case scenario. It's not uncommon. I mean, I've had people come out of companies with huge severance packages, and they build up in their mind that they're going to be living under a bridge and homeless. So name what is true. I'm scared, but you may have lost your job, but again, you cannot lose yourself. And unfortunately, one of the things that it really hurts me to see is I get people referred to me, particularly if I do a lot of volunteer work in job clubs, and they've been 12, 15 months, 2 years even out of work. And basically, by that point, they've just really got to work with somebody like you, pull themselves together. And because it's like a cell phone, they've totally gone dead. They're uncharged.
Now, Patty Boyle, I'm the author of 10 published books, and my 10th book is called Reading the Soul. And in Reading the Soul, I talk about what I look at when I'm doing a medical intuitive reading, what's going on with people at the soul level. And one of the things that happens to us frequently, or maybe not, hopefully not frequently, is what I call a breakdown to breakthrough. So when you're in a breakdown to a breakthrough, then everything that you know that you knew in your life, the primary structures in your life, whether it's your job or your relationships or all of it, breaks down. And
Right.
you may be, it's like, oh my God, now what? I don't have a job to go to. I'm not in a relationship that was familiar to me. And when we find ourselves in that place, again, it's very easy to feel hopeless, to feel overwhelmed, to not know where to go. But when you realize scientific research, and this is interesting, this is Nobel Prize winning research. Nobel's Prize winning research is in chaos theory. In order to move to a higher level, you have to go through chaos.
Right.
And so when you if you look at your life and it looks like complete chaos and everything's breaking down, then one of the stories that you can start telling yourself to help you get back into your personal power is I'm going in a breakdown to a breakthrough, and I'm moving to a higher level. So Patty Boyle, I know that as a career coach of over 30 years experience, you've helped many people with that. So can you give us more insights on a breakdown to a breakthrough?
Right. So one of my favorite sayings, and it's even on the materials that I send to my clients, this doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And one of the simple things I do is I have them look, and we can all do that. We look at other breakdowns. We would not be where we are if we did not have those breakdowns. And if we reverse our lives, and with the dissipative structure theory, this is chaos theory, it happens at all atomic levels of existence, not just with people, and we are energy. And so as we start to look at that, the best way I can do it is I have them bring up like one or two other times when things happen to them that seem so traumatic, and help them to remember that they got through it.
That's right.
And as a result, they can come up with 99% of the time they find that they're way better off by getting through that, and they will get through this.
Now, here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, one of my recent interviews was with a gentleman from Spain who is an expert at spiral dynamics.
Right.
And because sometimes we can look, whether it's the micro level in our own lives or the macro level in society and civilization as a large, as a whole, and we can go, oh my gosh, what is happening? And again, when we're going through times of breakdown, you have to see that is an actual stage of evolution. And even in the forest, there are things like fungi and bacteria that serve a really important purpose. Mm-hmm. And so we may like the way things were before, we may have been comfortable in our dysfunction, but when things are breaking down, you're actually going to a breakthrough, even if you can't see the next steps. So Patty Boyle, when you have clients who are in a breakdown to a breakthrough, how do you help them see or envision the next steps, the possibilities, the hope?
That is the minute we can get them through that they have a vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. That's biblical. And so if they the sooner they can get a vision, and it's the sooner they can reflect and say, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, it's actually beautiful, that because they have a blank canvas, they can redesign their own lives. And so I call it a project marketing plan. But it's really, you talk about it at the soul level. It's really a vision of what's next. Where do you want to work? Who do you want to be working with? What would you like to be contributing? And how do you want to be feeling? So this market project plan, I work with mostly business people and they relate to it. It's more or less the vision or the compass or the direction they need to move on.
Patty Boyle, thank you for everything you contribute to the planet. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. The wonderful and talented Patty Boyle, you can read her book, Thrive with Purpose, and you can look at the wonderful free tools at her website, purepotentialconsulting.com. And remember, if you find everything in your career life breaking down, don't go into despair, not permanently anyway, but realize that you may be leaping forward into profound personal transformation. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.